With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump was on the stump in Waterford Township, Michigan, outside Detroit on Saturday. He says the various legal cases against him are part of an organized effort to keep him out of the White House.
The judges and prosecutors that were dealing with me are essentially all the same, different wrappings, tone, manner, but always the same coordinated and overly nasty result. They are nasty. These are Democrats that definitely hate me. They hate you, too, I have to tell you.
Polls indicate that Mr. Trump is running ahead of President Biden nationwide. Meanwhile, Mr. Biden's job approval ratings remain rather low.
According to the end-of-week average at RealClearPolitics.com, Mr. Biden's job approval is only 40.1%. That's more than 5 points lower than former President Trump's average of 45.3% on a same-day comparison of their first terms. Separately, 538.com's average has Mr. Biden's approval at only 39.4% at the end of last week. On that same site, Mr. Biden's trend remains flat near 40% as it has since August 2022. Historically, incumbents whose approval was at this low level at this point in their fourth year were former Presidents Trump, George H.W. Bush, Jimmy Carter, and Gerald Ford, all of whom were defeated in their respective attempts for a second term. George Williams reporting.
Israeli airstrikes across Gaza have killed nearly 20 people this weekend, while the U.S. says it will veto another draft U.N. ceasefire resolution. State Department says it has its own ceasefire agreement in the works. Both Japan and the United Kingdom say their economies weakened during the final 3 months of 2023. For each, it was the second straight quarter, and that fills the official definition for a country being in recession. This is SRN News. The Center for Religious Liberty at the Family Research Council has released a study that reveals declining religious freedom in the West. There were 168 incidents over the last 3 years.
Where the government was going after Christians in a specific case. So it's not just bad religious freedom policies that a country might have or a new piece of legislation that was bad. It was specific incidents where Christians were paying the price for living out their faith.
Spokesman Ariel Del Turco says if religious liberty declines in free countries, believers elsewhere will suffer.
There's not going to be anyone to speak up for Christians in Nigeria who are being slaughtered by terrorists or Christians in China who are being imprisoned. It's dangerous not just for those of us who live in these Western democracies. It's dangerous for those around the world.
The U.S. has the most violations of religious freedom amongst Western nations. This is SRN News. A federal judge in Chicago has sentenced a former chief of staff to longtime Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan to 2.5 years behind bars.
Timothy Mapes of Springfield was convicted for lying under oath to a grand jury to protect his once powerful boss. A jury in U.S. District Court in Chicago last year convicted the 69-year-old Mapes of making false declarations before a grand jury and attempted obstruction of justice. Prosecutors told jurors that Mapes lied repeatedly when he testified in 2021 to a grand jury investigating Madigan and others.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, February the 18th. It is the 49th day of 2024. On this date in history, 2001, veteran FBI agent Robert Philip Hansen was arrested and accused of spying for Russia, later pleaded guilty to espionage. This is SRN News.